89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair on a Thursday. Sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins is here for Cinema Chat. And as much as I enjoy this segment each week, we start today on a bit of a sad note.
It's true. Jonathan Demme, who at 73 passed away from complications of esophageal cancer, apparently, and heart disease, but which was a big surprise. A good friend of the Michigan Theater, a good friend of mine, Ira Deutschman, who's actually donated his archives and the University of Michigan is doing a symposium on his work, worked with Jonathan Demme on a couple of his films, including Stop Making Sense.
Oh, that was the Talking Heads concert film. Yeah,
And Swimming to Cambodia and a couple of other films as well. And he knew Jonathan Demme quite well, and he was surprised that his demise came so early and so quickly. He'd been sick. He announced that he had a cancer in 2015, but apparently it had been treated. But anyway, Jonathan Demme is one of the just what a terrific person. He did a promotional video for us for Art House Theater Day that we did in September. It was the first nationwide celebration of art houses. And he was deeply involved with his local art house called the Jacob Burns Film Center, which is in a suburban New York. But he was just a stand-up guy who was a really interesting filmmaker because all of his films were so different.
Yeah, and he could tell a story regardless of genre or content.
Documentary, music, film, or a straight-ahead narrative, small film, big film. He could do it all, and was a gentleman in doing it.
Some of his movies are among my very favorite. Philadelphia was a spectacular movie and groundbreaking.
Yeah,
I certainly love Silence of the Lambs,
absolutely,
as everybody did. And then something that I don't know that I knew he did, but was. I love the movie. Something Wild. Jeff Daniels.
That's right. And it's an elliptical tale of a guy that just kind of one thing leads to another, and he gets crazier and crazier, and you go right with it. And it was a film that again our
and
local
a great
movie
performance by Jeff Daniels.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a really wonderful film. So if you run across that, go check it out. Rachel Getting Married. Stop Making Sense. The documentary of the concert film by the Talking Heads, starring David Byrne. He also did a music film with Justin Timberlake called Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids.
And I promise never to see it.
Well, Justin Timberlake, I think he's just unbelievably talented.
I don't take away from his talent, and he just does nothing that interests me.
He one of the TV episodes that he directed for a cable channel was actually on last night, just kind of serendipitously. He curated programs for the Jacob Burns Film Center, and one called Saddle Up Saturdays, which was about Westerns, a Western retrospective, ended in March. So anyway, he was an active guy right up until the last days, and it is a sad day in the film world, particularly the independent film world.
But what a legacy to leave behind. It will be most appreciated for generations to come.
Absolutely. And we hope to celebrate the work and life of Jonathan Demme with some special film screenings at the Michigan Theater. So stay tuned to that. Now, what we're spending most of our time, other than opening the doors every day, which is a big enough task, we have six graduations, college graduations
at the Michigan Theater
in the next 3 days. So anyway, it's pretty intense. But the other intensity...
Got security in the bathrooms?
Security everywhere. Cinetopia Festival 2017 is June 1 through 11. It begins in Ann Arbor, the first, and so it's in Ann Arbor a full bore, the first, second, third, and fourth.
And then it shifts to Detroit.
And then the symposium that's about this Ira Deutschman, again, who worked with Jonathan Demme and a lot of really great filmmakers who donated his archives. And the University of Michigan Archives also just announced that a whole bunch of other Orson Welles material has been donated to that Mavericks a Maker archive. So lots of very cool things going on in there. They're one of our partners. Detroit Institute of Arts is one of our partners. Henry Ford Museum, Charles Wright Museum, Arab American National Building. Lots and lots of partners for Cinetopia.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and one of the films that's opening on Friday is of interest to me. It's The Circle with Tom Hanks.
That's right. It is a film that's based on a Dave Eggers novel. And yesterday we did a pre-release screening.
Yeah, you weaseled one in there, didn't you?
That's right. And it was a benefit for 826 Michigan, who is Dave Eggers' philanthropy that he supports very aggressively and started. And it's a literacy program, organization that teaches young people how to read and write. He was very concerned about that. Amanda Yulee is the local director for 826 Michigan, which has an office in Ann Arbor and Detroit. And the film is about a company that Tom Hanks plays the character that's one of the leaders of it.
Imagine if it's like Google and Facebook put together.
Yeah, it's a computer company that's just a gigantic international behemoth. And they think that they're working to provide great convenience to everybody by localizing all of their information, getting and gathering and communication through this single software dynamic or internet company called The Circle. Well, they kind of get a little bit full of themselves in terms of what they can do and what they can sell and how they can make it work. Emma Watson plays a character who gets a job there. She's a customer service representative for a small company. She gets an interview and she's so excited to work for this, you know, this wonderful, wonderful company. They have this office that it kind of looks like the new Apple office, super fancy and interesting, and she's very excited to work there. Well, John Boyega plays a character. He's in the Star Wars film. He was a romantic male
lead. I wouldn't know that.
And has been in a lot of great independent films. He was one of the Cinetopia films 2 years ago. He's a really great actor. But he plays one of the character. He plays a character who invented a huge part of the software that The Circle is built on. And he's become kind of a shadowy, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, concerned about the company, and finds a little simpatico with Emma Watson's character. So anyway, the company is having this initiative and that initiative, and Emma Watson gets wrapped up in all of it and becomes one of the thought leaders and people.
It sounds like a movie of the times, wherein the privacy issues, the information gathering, and how it's being used both for positive and nefarious reasons. Those are all conversations taking place in reality. So.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it's a good reflection.
And Tom Hanks is great.
He's always great.
It's a really subtle kind of performance where, you know, he's got a lot up his sleeve, but he doesn't have a lot of screen time, but he's just really great at communicating. So The Circle actually opens on Friday. Last night it played the Tribeca Film Festival and the Michigan Theater and two other places around the country, and that was it. So we were very happy to have that. Well, continuing at the Michigan Theater is A Quiet Passion, which is the Cynthia Nixon performs Emily Dickinson in a film that's really gotten great reviews, over 90% positive reviews. New York Times raves about it. It both captures its time and also presents Emily Dickinson as
90%, that's amazing.
Yeah, transcendent figure.
Get Out is probably doing even better.
Get Out.
I've yet to meet anybody who wasn't raving about it.
No, it's true. Get Out is a film. It's called a horror film, but if you think about The Stepford Wives, which is kind of an old film. It's a horror film too, but it's not, you know, blood and guts and people's limbs and heads getting cut off.
Situationally horrifying.
Yeah, but it's really good, and audiences young and old really like it. Young audiences have really embraced it.
Sure
older
have.
Audiences, if they go to it, they go, "I'm so glad I went to that film. It's great." So Get Out, go check it out. It's been playing for quite a while, but we just opened it at the Michigan Theater. Colossal is an Anne Hathaway film where she plays a out of work party girl. But she's also kind of bizarrely connected to this monster that's threatening
soul.
So her
moods, her sentiments control a Godzilla-like creature that obviously when she's in a bad mood is destroying things.
Maybe it'll go on up to North.
Right.
So My Life is a Zucchini is an animated film that was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Film. 100% positive reviews. This is a beautiful, beautiful animated film. My Life is a Zucchini is playing for just a couple of days. Go check it out. And then the other film that's opening at the Multiplex is a Kristen Bell piece called How to Be a Latin Lover.
Is she from Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills area?
Yeah,
right. Tom Bell, old news guy from Detroit. That's her dad.
Her father, Yeah. So anyway, no Salma Hayek's in this, and Michael Cera and Rob Lowe. No internet reviews, but it looks to be a funny, funny film. Harlan County, USA is our Cinema Revolution film. And we have an also really interesting film at the Michigan Theater called The Landmine, which has gotten 90% positive reaction from film. And it's about a post-war World War II incident resolving involving prisoners of war. And with that, I'll just say ta-ta from Hollywood.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.